KVGC News Time, 7 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news for a Monday. It's the ninth day of May for 2018. Well, Amador County's response to the state of California's status as a so-called sanctuary state was the subject of an often heated discussion before the Board of Supervisors yesterday. The board took up the issue of SB 54, the so-called sanctuary law passed by the state in October of last year, and which limits cooperation between local law enforcement and federal immigration officials. This is the second meeting in a row that the board talked about this issue. A group of opponents of the law were present, yelling and catcalling the supervisors, first when the discussion was moved to later in the meeting, and then during the supervisors' discussion of the issue. Public comments on the issue were dominated by immigration opponents who called for the supervisors to denounce the state law and who were highly critical of undocumented immigrants, calling them dangers to society, a drain on resources, and in one case, carriers of disease. On a motion by Supervisor Richard Forrester, the board voted to restate their opposition to SB 54, a position that the board had voted for last year, and to submit an amicus or friend of the court brief in support of the Federal Justice Department's court challenge to the sanctuary law. The motion passed with 4 votes in favor, Supervisor Frank Axe abstaining. In other business, the board voted pay increases for elected officials into place, and other than the board itself and for County CAO Chuck Eiley. Now, the elected officials will receive a 2% pay bump this year, 1% bump next year. That matches a raise given to county workers. Once again, this does not include the board itself.
Well, Calaveras authorities currently investigating an early morning shooting that left one man dead in Angels Camp, according to the Angels Police Department. They received a call around 7:30 Tuesday morning that a male was unresponsive, lying in the Catholic cemetery. Officers arrived and found the victim dead from what appeared to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The man's identity and official cause of death are pending autopsy results.
And smoke will be visible again today from a prescribed burn in the West Point area. CAL FIRE conducting the burn on the Winton Vegetation Management Site located about 6 miles east of West Point on Lily Gap Road. The burn is designed to reduce fuels in the area. Today's burn is set to begin again about 10 o'clock in the morning and will be concluded by late this afternoon.
Well, Calaveras County now has an official signature event. Tuesday morning, the Board of Supervisors voted 5-0 to pass a proclamation recognizing the Calaveras County Fair and Jumping Frog Jubilee as the signature event in Calaveras County. Now, the proclamation notes the fair generates hundreds of thousands of dollars for the youth of Calaveras County through the Junior Livestock Auction, Industrial Art Auction, and scholarship programs. Now, referencing the economic impact, the proclamation notes the fair itself brings with it $7.7 million in spending activity. Fair CEO Lori Giannini was on hand to accept the proclamation. Calaveras County held its first fair back in 1893, and the modern-day frog jump dates back to 1928. This year's fair runs May 17th through May 20th.
And the second annual Preston Castle Foundation Yard Sale is set for this Friday and Saturday. Donations include big-name collectibles to everyday items. You'll find something for everyone from kitchen appliances, furniture, clothing, antiques, and novelties to yard ornaments. On Saturday, there will also be self-guided tours of the castle from 10 until 2.
And PG&E and Vulcan Construction closing Bright Avenue again today and tomorrow between Sierra and Golf Course Road. Alternate routes will be in place with detours. Residents entering and exiting should follow or must follow those detours. Expect short delays when trying to access through the detours. Again, closure today and tomorrow.
And that's a quick look at local news on this Gold Country Wednesday morning. Supervisor Richard Forrester will be along at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Richard will have a complete look at yesterday's Board of Supervisors meeting for us. Remember now, for the latest news, weather, traffic, 24 hours a day, visit our website. That's kvgcradio.com. For the KVGC newsroom, or from the KVGC newsroom, or the news desk, whatever you want to call it.
I'm JD.
And I'm Jim Geedy, reporting.